You guys, there's something that we want at auction right now. Like, and
So
also,
bad.
I think I'm gonna get into auctions.
No, that's I'm in auctions. Like
We
that's
are
how I
gonna,
found this.
I
Like
love
I'm it's like
auctions.
I love a point system. I love a game. Like I love Conquering Airlines. I love
Yes.
Starbucks. I like
Yes.
anything that I can like win. I'm like so fun. So auctions is just like my
Well, the thing about a
thing.
legit auction is like you have to get vetted. And when I won the sconces, you know, the sconces that are in my living room and my
Yeah.
bedroom, they wanted a screenshot of my bank account to even approve me. Yes.
Yeah, probably because I bet a bunch of wackos fucking go on and try to bid, and it's like, bitch, you don't even have the money. And then the auction ends, and it's like,
And then, okay, so
okay.
no one's paying for these fucking sconces.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I
I
think
had
that's
to.
how it should be before you book a drag queen, too. It's like, send me a
Show
photo
me
of your
the
bank.
fucking funds,
Yeah,
bitch.
show me your
Show me the
funds
fucking funds. Proof of
before.
funds.
I think
You know what?
so.
You are 1,000% correct.
Yeah, if you're booking me,
If you're
show
booking me,
me you
show me
have
a
the
screenshot
money.
of the
No
fucking.
more of these little promoter divas being like, oh yeah, I have a show next week that's gonna pay for you. It's like,
No,
no,
you don't.
show me the money
No, because
now.
all the promoters, what they do is they have previous debts and then they book another bitch to pay off the previous bitch and so on and so forth. And it's just a fucking cash
And then
flow.
sometimes it doesn't work.
Scam artists,
Yeah, it's
slime balls.
crazy and I'm sick of it. So I need a
Proof of funds.
cashier's check.
A cashier's
Yeah,
check,
written
diva.
out to
Yes.
me.
No, you're not wrong. Hi everyone, it's me, Violet Chachki.
And I'm Got Mick.
And you are watching another episode of
No Gorge.
I think that I want to start doing auctions because I got those sconces for a bargain.
No, the sconces, I mean, the auctions online are so fierce, but I think if I was in person, like when Erin Parsons went to the Marilyn Monroe lipstick, if you give me a fucking paddle in my hand.
Oh, and a cocktail?
Oh my God, if they gave me a champagne
Babe.
and a paddle, I would be like, I don't have $1 million, but I
I
will
want
find it
that.
by
Yeah,
the,
I
in the
will
next
find
hour.
that.
I will find it.
No,
Like,
you are a consumer, my
oh,
love.
I love
You
consumer.
should, when we walk into this one store in LA, what comes around goes around.
Oh, they love
Babe,
me.
when we walk in, roll out the red carpet. They're like, making sales today, baby. Got Mick is
I
here.
get a discount because they love me so much because I spend
They.
so much money there.
Yeah, and then when we go there,
I
I'll go with
which also if
Mick.
you've never been to what goes around comes around, there's one in LA, there's one in New York,
New York
and
one's
then
okay.
there's a no, the New York one has a Birkin vault that they don't
Yeah,
show
they're
people.
snotty in New York. I'm like, hello, can I get a. I don't need the fucking red carpet, but like maybe a hello, how are
They have a
you?
vault in the back
Like
for the
there's an
good
in
shit, yes or
between.
no?
Well, I'm not trying to find a buck fucking. Also, the Birkin thing, it's like, babe, I see Birkins for sale all the time at these places. All the
Right,
time.
right.
So why, like,
Just a game. It's another name to jack off
it's
to.
so stupid. I'm like, babe, there's literally tons of Birkins sitting at these vintage shops. Like, what?
Just a game.
Like, I get if it's like a special Croc thing, but like, anyways, when we go in, they're like, Mick, champagne, get him champagne, champagne.
When you get me drunk at a store, it's over. I am a
You're a
consumer. I love
consumer.
it.
You're a fucking consumer.
I mean, I love stuff.
I love stuff too. That's the
And then
issue.
it's like, what? The worst case scenario, I wake up with gorgeous gowns and shoes. I'm like, oh.
Yes, that is what's happening to me.
I know.
Speaking of auctions, I'm going to be having, I literally think I have maybe 600 items up for auction. I'm doing an eBay sale.
I feel like you just did an email sale. It's like
No, I
crazy.
did one maybe 2 years ago, but I just moved. And when I tell you guys, even unpacking stuff, I'm like, where should I put these like Prada shoes I've only worn one time from 5 years ago? And I'm like, literally nowhere.
No,
Like, get rid of those. Like, what are you doing? So I don't know when this episode's coming out, but eBay sales coming in hot, auctions, vintage, designer, custom. Burlesque costumes, stuff from Drag Race, purses, bags, shoes, craft supplies.
Right.
So many things.
But one time I got drunk and I started a Grailed account by myself. There's a
What'd you
lot of
list?
a pair of shoes, like, randomly. I was just like, this seems fun. And I actually had fun. I, like, went to the actual website and, like, stole their description. And I was like, damn it. Like, I was like, yeah. And then I added a little, like, personalized.
Well, Grailed has some good stuff.
But I was like, I think I did it, like, so professional and gorgeous. I was like, they're not going to think this is real. Like, it was, like, too.
What?
Like, I had, like, the actual box and, like, the thing. And I was, like, posing it. And I was like.
I bought a purse on Grailed and it never came.
I got in a fight with a girl on Grailed one time. She, like, literally was being so rude to me. Like, she would not give me the shirt. Or, like, or something, like, you don't
get. You like arguing with people, too.
No, I think on Grailed, if I don't get the item, the funds don't get released. So Grailed, like, holds the money until
it's delivered.
It's proved. And I, like, wasn't getting the fucking item. And she's like, well, give me the money. Like, I was like, I don't have the item. And she's like, well, check that post office. I was like, can you look where it is? Like, I was like, I don't know. Like, what, I'm supposed to check every post office in Los Angeles. I was like, what do you mean?
There's
like,
a tracking. It, like, have you ever lived? There's a tracking number. You put the tracking number into Google and it shows
it,
you,
like,
where it is.
Was being weird for some reason. And we were, like, fighting about it. And I was like, girl, this is never happening. And then we got in a huge fight. And I blocked her.
I got into a fight with a guy on Facebook Marketplace about, there's this, like, new van. I wanted to get a new vanity for my, I'm calling it the glam room in my new place. I'm, like, messaging him, like, oh, this is, like, the perfect size. It's the perfect style. It's gorgeous. Like, I need a new vanity. I have the mirror for it. It's going to fit. It's going to measure it. I did all this stuff. I'm talking to him. I'm haggling because I'm a haggler. So I haggled him down. I think it was listed for $400 and I got him. I was like, well, you take $250. I think we settled at $300. I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to come pick it up. Da-da-da-da. And then I'm looking at the pictures. And it's, like, totally broken, totally chipped, and the pictures are, like, not good. So I'm like, hey, is this broken? Is this chipped? And he's like, look, I'm not trying to deal with all your customer service bullshit right now. Like, either you want it or you don't. Like, I don't have time for this, da 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 da. And I was like, okay, well, fuck you then. Good luck. And I said goodbye. And then he liked fuck you.
And then you.
And then I was like.
And then you really
wanted it. I want the vanity still.
So then I was like. I'll message him.
So I was like, Mick, I kind of told this guy to fuck off. Like, he was being rude. And when someone curses at you, like, look, it is standard practice to be like, oh, well, what's the quality of the item? Like, I see a chip. Like, is it chipped?
You was my curse at people.
He cursed at me. He said, I'm not trying to deal with this customer service bullshit right now. And that is when I said, oh, no, I'm not going to give you 350 hard-earned American doll hairs if you're cursing at me. So I said, fuck you. And asking about the quality of an item, especially used, is totally standard practice.
Like, cussing strangers out via Facebook Messenger is just too much.
Marketplace, that baby. Is Marketplace is a brutal. Marketplace is fascinating because you can really tell that every human approaches life in a completely different way. Truly. Every single interaction I have on Facebook Marketplace is a completely different interaction. Like, some people are paranoid. Some people are scared. Some people don't care. Some people are scamming
scary.
You. Some people are
it
not scamming
scary.
You. And everyone is like, cash only, the Venmo. Like, I'll put in an Uber. Like, every single person thinks.
The cash only is the most annoying part because I'm like, you literally live
7 hours away.
Like,
and
cash
you,
only.
And it's a lamp. You can put it in an Uber. I could send it to you. It's a lot of old people on Marketplace, too. And so they are paranoid about scams. And so I have had to drive to all these places and give them cash because I love stuff. Anyways, this guy. I told him to fuck off because he's cussed at me after I asked about the quality. And then I'm thinking about this vanity. I'm like, well, I really fucking want it still. So I sent it to Mick and was like, hey, I cussed this guy out. And then I was like implying to you that I wanted you to get it for me. And you obviously picked up on that.
Yeah, obviously. So I was like, okay, I'll message him. So I messaged him. I was like, hey, I love this vanity like so much. Like my I was like, I think I was like, my little sister needs it.
No!
I said like, yeah, something like
sister.
Yeah. Well, I was like, said something. And then he was like, literally come today. And I was just like watching Breaking Bad in bed. And I was like, all right. And I have never done a Facebook Marketplace pickup.
Well, we settled at $300. Me and him did. And I was like, Mick, offer him $250. I was like, fuck this guy for cussing at me. I'm going to get Mick to get it for $50 less.
So
I'm petty like that. And then you did.
I did.
And then you showed up.
Yes. And then he was like, oh, I have a bad back and cannot help you carry this vanity. And I was like, and it was like upstairs and there's like no elevator or anything. And I was like, okay. Okay.
And also, apparently, this vanity is like a $1,500 vanity. It's so heavy, mirrored.
The heaviest thing I've ever felt. Like, it was like when fucking there's like children in danger and their parents like get like super strength. That was like my brain or something. Cause I've never, like, there's no way I can lift this vanity ever again.
But you
and
took
I was
all
like,
the drawers out, you said.
That did not help that much. Like, have you felt that shit?
Yeah, with you.
It was like not, it did not. And he was like, I could help like guide it down the stairs a little bit, but you're gonna have to like heavy. So I was like carrying it down the stairs. I was like, this is truly the hardest thing I've ever done in my life.
And I think it's an impressions vanity
and
also.
And it was like all glass and like it's crazy.
And it's also all broken. There's like two drawers where it's all like black mirror.
Right.
Literally black mirrors. Yeah. And it's like two of them are cracked, like I thought.
Yeah, and then we got it in my car, and I was driving around with, like, six drawers in my passenger seat and this huge vanity in the back of my trunk because you were, like, gone or something for so long. And I'd be, like, turning onto the freeway, and a drawer would, like, slam me in the face. And I'd be like, oh, my God, this has been the nightmare vanity of my life. Like, get this away.
Well, you said that you got to the place and you felt bad for the guy. And then you made me feel bad for telling him to fuck off.
Yeah, so then I got – yeah, that did happen. So I got to his place – and, like, it was just, like, smaller, and the vanity was, like, in the kitchen, and they had, like, a new little kitty, and, like...
The kitty made you feel
bad? It
was
so cute, and it was just, like, everything was just, like, I don't know, the vanity, like, being in the kitchen, and they had to get rid of it, and the mom was, like, just getting home from work, and, like...
There was a child?
There was a child, and I was just, like, oh, and so I think I paid more.
You paid $100 more because you
felt
bad.
I was like, I don't.
That's not how haggling works. Now he scammed me, bitch. I thought I was scamming him.
Well, you can't send nice people to do these things. I literally was freaking out. I was like, I'm not scamming these people. Like, they need more. I was like, I should pay them more. Like,
well, we settled on $300 and then I got it. And then he cussed me out. And then you settled for $250 and then you gave him $350.
I felt bad. And I also had to do all of the work.
You totally defeated. So he won.
He did, but like they needed it. So it was fine.
Okay. Our one good deed for the month.
Literally.
That day, the Grinch's heart grew 3 sizes.
So anytime you tell me something, just have a new little kitten and I'll just give you money, apparently.
A new kitten was what did
it? It was so cute. And like there was like dogs and it was just like a lot going on. And I was like, oh man. And I was just watching Breaking Bad and there was like a very wild like... truck outside.
I wish you could hear the way you sound as a non-Breaking Bad watcher.
It's like there was like a truck that like was the back was open and there was playing weird music and I looked in the back and it was just like Doritos and like oranges or something and I was like,
and that's why you gave him an extra $100.
I was like, this is a meth cartel.
Oh my god!
I was like watching Breaking Bad and so to me everything was like a meth cartel truck.
It was in the Valley, which also does give meth cartel
the Valley. Like, I don't even know if that's considered the Valley still. It was like...
Beyond.
Yes. What even happens that way? We're just...
You eventually like hit Calabasas. I don't know.
I think Calabasas is the other way. West. There must be more mountains over there or something.
Well, yeah, if it's a valley, usually...
There's mountains.
No fucking clue.
But it was like deep up in the gig and I was like, oh my God. And I was like... Literally, like, Breaking Bad mind, like, everything's a drug cartel. This family's living here. They need my $100. Like, I was like, I'll carry it. And then I was actually sore, like, bedridden amount of sore for, like, a week.
Like, and you were, like, also mad at me, I think. You were like, well, I have your vanity.
I was like, well, because you also, like.
I was like, thank you so much for being there. Like, yep. I just had to carry it, Dad. It was the craziest thing of my life.
It was. And literally, and then you'd be like, okay, and I was like. At your house, I'd be like, so do we want to get out of the car? Or like, no. And you're like, maybe tomorrow. And I was like, okay, just in my car. Like being slammed in the face by drawers every time I do like a turn.
Glass
and like
drawers.
This like vanity, I would like slam hard on the brakes and it would like hit the back of my head. And I'd be like, God damn it. Like it was crazy.
Well, you're probably the one who broke it all up.
No.
I still got it. Look, apparently it's like a $1,500 vanity. I still got a good deal on it. I'm going to get the drawers fixed. It looks gorgeous in my place. Thank you so much for getting it.
You're welcome. But it might be one of my last.
I forgive the guy for cussing at me.
Facebook Marketplace endeavors for a while.
Oh my God, no.
It was crazy.
I'm constantly.
And, also, my Facebook Marketplace has gotten like so crazy. Like the algorithm.
It's my favorite. I love that you deleted TikTok and then you're on Facebook.
Yeah, you guys, I deleted TikTok fully. And then I like hid Instagram and Twitter from my profile. So I have to like type it in. So I'm just like a Facebook dad, like just like on Facebook, like not even a Facebook dad. Like I'm a Facebook soccer mom. Like
the ones that you posted on your Finsta the other day were like the craziest. I've never in my life seen Facebook marketplace shit like that.
It'll be like a sassy little vase. And it's like a vase, like with little horns.
With arms like this.
And I'm like, ooh. And then it'll be like, handmade stick man. And it's like a really scary, like someone made like a robot out of sticks and they shot it in the desert at night. And I'm like,
and it's no, like there one was of one kind. Of like a person in bed that was like,
it was vintage lamp. It said like, it said vintage lamp.
And it was like a girl in bed,
like a sickly woman. Like it was like, and it was like the lighting of the lamp showing her in bed. I was like, this is so scary.
To have the post on screenshots.
I'll show you them all. Like,
those screenshots are fucked in the head.
The one yesterday where it was a full bounce house center.
Oh, for $20,000. We were going to open it. We found a bounce house on Marketplace. The whole
building with all the inflatables.
Like every surface was covered in a custom bounce house.
$20,000. I was like, okay.
We quit drag. We pool it together. We could host bounce house drag shows.
That is giving Breaking Bad again. Okay.
How?
Because it's
shut the fuck
because
up.
People have
you
weird,
guys have no idea for the past
have
month.
Weird dreams like opening laser tag, Breaking Bad, divas, and then they are like car washes and bounce house places, and then they want their business to be like profitable, so they turn a blind eye to a secret investor who's laundering money. That could be us for $20,000.
So wait, are we the people turning a blind eye, or are we the meth people?
We're probably going to be both.
Okay.
Well, unless you're the IRS. You guys. And just the bounce house people.
The last, I would say 2 months now we're going on, Mick will not shut the fuck up about Breaking Bad.
Okay, well, I had never watched it.
But you know you what you sound like to me.
Amazing.
Because you used to be non-watcher, and now you're like, oh, well, today on Breaking Bad, I was watching it. I'm like, oh, my God.
It is truly the best show to ever
why?
Be made
Give
on
Give me three
TV.
Reasons why.
It Violet, it's like every, I don't know if it was like at a time.
Reason number one.
I don't know if it was at a time where it came out episode by episode, was it? So I guess like you had to wait for the next
and
week
cliffhangers.
Or whatever. So it's like very like Desperate Housewives. Like it's very like so much happens in that one amount of time. It's like unbelievable. I'm like, my eyes just witnessed that many crazy things in 45 minutes. Like there's no way. Because now it's like people binge watch. So you can have some like filler episodes.
Yeah, binge like, watching is sort of like.
There's no filler episodes. It's like. Crazy. It's like he is like basically.
Okay, so no filler.
No filler. No filler.
That's reason number one.
Reason number one. It like, it's like shows like he starts out being like doing it for his family because he's dying of cancer. And then it shows like him becoming the best at something. Like he like we want to be the best drag queens in the world, bitch. It's like
aspirational.
He has this like hunger for like being the best because he like is the best. And then he like.
Rags to riches.
Yes. And then his like. Power like takes over his life and he becomes this psychopath.
But he's doing meth.
No, he never does the meth. Oh. Don't get high on your own supply, honey. So anyway, he like it's like the tables turn and now he's like wants to be this like crazy ruler and it went from family and he still convinces himself okay. It's for his family when it's not and you're like seeing like the character
oh my
shifts
God,
and
you've got to hear yourself.
It is just so good. Anyone that's watched it is agree. It's just the best show on
TV. I'm gonna watch it. It's just there's like a before Breaking Bad and an after Breaking Bad because you sound nuts.
Why?
Because you talk about it all the time.
It is so good. Well, when I was watching it was just like I would have to like. Take a breath and pause the TV. Like, pausing in the middle of an episode is, like, illegal. It's, like, too good. So I'm like, well.
Illegal?
I have to, like, shift my plans because this episode's
well,
not ending in 30
watcher.
Minutes.
You're a consumer of products and a consumer of content.
I love TV.
You have got me on trash TV.
Well, I like trash TV even better. Like, Breaking Bad's, like, the best show, I think, in my opinion. But I like trash TV because my brain is so crazy and I have so much anxiety, like, paralyzing anxiety at all times that I need a show where it's like, wow, I am not insane. Like, these people are crazy. Like, it's just, I need people that are, like, Jersey Shore divas.
No,
like,
you had me watching the other day.
Florida Bama Shore.
You guys, this show is fucked in the head.
Mm-hmm. It's the best.
I love it.
It's amazing.
And I was watching and I was like, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen. My brain can rest. Like, my brain can literally, my brain turns to mush and it's such a nice break.
It's such a nice break because it's entertaining enough that you're, like, in it. But also, it's like, you don't have to think at all. Like, ever.
No, at all.
Like, there's no, like, what's going to happen? Like, it's just, like, watching people be drunk and stupid and crazy.
But
and it's
also, so we were watching it and I was like, there should be this, but it's a bunch of Drag Race bitches in a house and we are forced to put on a weekly drag show. Yeah. And we're like in P-Town for the summer. Yes. There we all get a giant, gorgeous mansion in P-Town. There's cameras there and it's like eight of the fiercest Drag Race girls. Yeah. And we have to put on a weekly drag show. And it's filmed.
We could do more than eight. I think it would be like.
Babe, I don't know if I can hand 10 would be. I can't even.
But that would that's why it would be good, because we can't handle it. It's like crazy.
And then like each week there's like a new show director and like how everyone runs the show. Like, you guys, that concept of a show, like maybe we have to bleep that out and send that to producers, because I'm not kidding you. The Florida Bama format with drag queens would.
Well, it's the Jersey Shore format. They just, it's like the Jersey Shore people. It's like just put us together, film us doing it, because we get. Hammer, we get all the drunkest drag queens.
Oh my God.
Also. Like, we get the drunkest drag queens.
And then there's one that's sober.
And maybe
sober.
One, yeah, that gets so, and not pissed. Fully sober though. Like, but.
Borderline.
Like, thinks they're fun, but they're not. Like, who? Like.
Who would be your dream cast of this hypothetical Jersey Shore style, Florida Bama style drag race?
So we need.
It's in P-Town.
We need horny ones because we need fucking.
Well, you're there. So yeah. You're trying to fuck everyone. So. I think you can be the horny one.
That's be multiple. I can't seduce everyone.
So who's the horniest Drag Race girl that you can think of?
I don't know.
I don't want to say names.
Okay.
I don't like when people talk about me on their stuff.
Okay. I don't know the ideal cast. It'd probably be like, it can't be my ideal cast because it'd have to be like some friction. Like,
right,
have
some
to be like,
anti.
Yeah.
So who'd be your friction one?
That's you. A good
one. Yeah. Oh my God. We would run the show.
We would kill each other.
Oh my God.
Other.
We would bully everyone.
No, because you, when cameras turn on and if I was like drunk and running about, you'd be like, she's being so embarrassing. I'd be like, what the fuck did you say? And we'd kill each other.
I'd be like, quit turning it on for the cameras.
You would turn it on for the cameras. I'd be like, violate your, and we'd fight. It would be crazy.
Oh, 100%. Physical.
Who else would I love?
I would definitely physical fight you.
Who else is really, Vanjie's crazy.
I couldn't handle it.
That would be great for TV. It would be
I
so good.
I could not handle Vanjie.
Would be so good.
Roxy.
Roxy's great. And she's kind of motherly too. So she would like turn it, but then
and
be like,
and she's Southern.
Girls,
the Southern
like,
girls are something else. Tammy Brown. I want her in the house.
Jada would be fun.
Jada Essence Hall.
Jada would be really fun.
That would be fun. Monet.
Monet has to be in the house.
Monet, she's having a good time, is so much fun.
Monet is one of my favorite people to
party
with.
She's so fun. I love her.
Monet turns
I love you, Monet. I miss you.
Yeah, me
too. If you're watching this.
Oh, you know who would be a really interesting one that's like sober, but like wants to party and would also judge, but not at all?
Ew.
Katya.
No.
She would be like, she would be partying, but then we would be like off. Me,
Katya
like,
would
me and Vanjie
never
be like
agree
swinging
to this.
From the like banners, and she'd be like, uh-uh.
Babe, I think Katya would be like, I have to get out of here.
Yeah.
She like loves her alone time, I'm pretty sure.
I know, and imagine shoving her in a house of 10 psycho people. It would be crazy. Oh, I would love Mistress and
Mistress,
Aquaria.
Mistress Isabella.
Aquaria has to come.
I love this cast. I'm getting anxiety.
Yes,
just
that's the
thinking
point.
About
it's
this.
It's not supposed to be a vacation for you. It's supposed to be like friction, drama, drunk.
Okay, well,
like,
let's not. I'm getting anxiety. Who would be the fun, cool, chill one to relax
like
everyone?
If you want
to
hang out with people?
Like, who's going to be the one that's like, no, don't fight, everything's okay?
Jinx.
Yeah.
She would be like mediator down.
I've like toured with a lot of these people already, so I sort of like know the vibes. Jinx is a good, and she's also hilarious.
Miss Fame would gag.
Oh my God, I'm getting so much anxiety,
Miss
guys.
Fame would be like, hell the fuck no. Uh-uh.
I have like PTSD from Drag Race, because me and Fame did Drag Race together, so it's like, and we were like.
Oh yeah, maybe we just cast this cast of
season
7.
Yeah. Oh my God. Kennedy Davenport.
Oh my God. The list never ends with that.
Know.
Honestly, your whole season. I want season 7 in the house. Ginger Minj.
I mean,
you.
Jasmine
Max.
Masters. Max.
Oh my God. I want season 7 in the house.
No, babe, I'm like literally like.
Season 7. Like, no more All-Stars. We're done with All-Stars, everyone. Let's just
like,
put...
take two.
Let's just bring Season 7 back and put them in a house. Like, I want that.
Like, the reunion.
Not even a reunion. Like, you guys have to live together.
No, like, that is the reunion. It's like, we show up and they're like, lock the doors.
That cast was crazy. Whoever was casting that season was on crack. Truly. And they were like... they're like, there's probably not going to be any more seasons after Season 7. Let's just cast
them
all.
In my brain, it was over.
I was like,
this is the last season, duh.
They casted like every drag queen that was like, famous at the time.
RuPaul's Drag Race, Season 72.
It was crazy. Like, that season is like illegally done. Like,
I know. Well, imagine being there, but I have like anxiety boots about it.
I know you do. You have a hoodie on right now.
I was like, heart palpitations. I can't. I can never.
Well, so that puts a Knicks in our...
Well, I'll do it. That sounds like a fucking fierce show, but
well,
I want
I also
credit.
Really, back in the day...
I want producer credit
back
for
in the day, I was talking about our duo show, remember?
Right.
I thought a duo drag race would be so cunt.
Duo drag race.
But like, but we could do it in like the house style. Like Barry
you,
Big Brother.
You, me, Bob, Monet, Jinx, Dayla, Trixie, Katya.
Gigi Simone.
Gigi Simone, Sugar Spice.
Taste Bimini.
There's
like
that's
a whole
all
list.
I know.
No, there's like a whole list.
LaGanja and Gia.
Uh-huh.
LaGanja in a house.
100%. LaGanja and Gia. Gia. I want just Gia show. Actually, just put Gia in
you
the house. Like,
I just want you, me, and Gia to like, just us three live together.
I just want Gia to just, I need a camera. On
yeah.
Her. Like, I love
what
her.
Is she doing right now? I'm imagining her like, painting her toes being like, this one's pus.
This is what she's doing right now.
Are you gonna FaceTime her?
No, I'm not. Honestly, we should, but I literally was
I
on...
dare you to FaceTime her right now.
Okay, well, it's not a crazy dare. I will do that. But she literally, this is her most recent TikTok. We can
let
play
me see.
It.
Let me see.
I was
I'm
like
so excited.
I know.
I love Gia Gunn.
She posted this today.
You're joking.
With no caption.
Wait. Her brain, I want to take whatever she takes. No. I want to operate on that level.
If you are a rich person out there and you produce television, you're fucking rude for not having a Gia Gunn show. Like this bitch.
The Gia Gunn show.
The Gia, I don't even, it's
I
just.
I am the boom boom
following
gun.
Following that woman around is the best thing of my life.
Can we just get dinner with her?
No, we've been to like the crystal shop before, like just like shopping
Bohemian.
For rhinestones. Yeah, Bohemian crystals together. And they'll be like, excuse me. And then she'll be like, they just called me a man. And I'll be like, no, they literally didn't. And she's like, they can tell. They and I'm like, no, they can't. And it's like, she's just the
she
funniest.
She is a fishy girl. She's CCC.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy cuckoo cunt. No, she's the cuntiest, stuntiest human alive, and I want to show her.
I want to just give her a big old hug.
She needs to come on the pod.
It's a big hug.
Yeah.
I love her. Gia, please come on our pod.
Speaking of misgendering, I got misgendered the other day. It was so crazy, and
I wasn't there.
It was so illegal because not only did I get misgendered, I got misgendered at like 11 in the morning. We were at breakfast. Me and my friend went to breakfast, and first of all, don't know. It was like next to my house, and then... a normal breakfast joint with like crisp.
A
like,
normal breakfast joint.
Yeah, it was just like very breakfast joint.
Are
like
fucking
like
grandfather?
Christmas lights like coming off of the thing. It was just
a
like
diner.
No, it was just like breakfasty, whatever. But I walk in and they were calling our friend Vincent Papa.
Papa, can you see me?
Yeah, I was like, that's weird to say. Anyway, and
he
then
does
they, like,
look like a Papa. Papa Smurf.
And then we like sat down and they handed him the menu. And then they had it and they're like, here you go, senor. And they handed it to me and they go, here you go, senorita. And I went, and he goes, sorry. And I was like,
I think he was just on a goofy one. It sounds like a server that has lots of flair.
I was like, okay. And I was wearing like shorts, like little shorts. And I was like, I guess I had my like legs crossed and I was just
being
dragged.
I think he was
so
just
I was like,
doing
I guess
a
I
bit.
Had just like little legs. Like, I don't know what I was giving, girl, but I have not been like misgendered like that hard to my face in so long. I was like,
oh my God, I think he was doing a bit, honey.
Yeah, the waiter was doing a bit handing out the menu.
Calling people Papa is not normal. I'm sorry. As a server being like, hello, Papa. Like, no, he's definitely a corny waiter just like trying to have fun during the day.
I was gagged. It's going to haunt me for
also, was it a Mexican restaurant? I'm so confused. Why was it Señor and Señorita?
That's one of my favorite parts because, like, no, it was just like, no, I don't
right,
know.
He was doing a bit. He was definitely like,
well, let's hope because that was fucking crazy.
We should go back and ask him. No gorge on location. We go and sit in the same booth and see if it happens again.
Yeah.
We're in the same outfit.
If I go back and they call me Señorita, I will literally.
What are you going to do? Arson?
I'll probably do nothing about it and I'll just lay in bed a little bit.
Or a lot of it.
A lot of it for sure. Violet and I are having children. No, okay.
Well, we were talking about the guy's apartment and how he had a kid and how you started to feel bad because he had a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, so what's up with us and kids lately?
Yeah, I don't know. I've like, it's so crazy because when you like start hormones, they ask you, they're like, so do you ever want to like have kids because it's gonna fuck it up, everything up. And I remember when I started moans, I was like, literally, hell no, get away from me, like, never, I will adopt, like, I'm adopted, that's just the vibe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, recently I was just like, you know, if I'm gonna like hate this transness,
I think this year you're learning to love your body a little bit more.
I am, but I'm like, if I'm gonna have to deal with this trans artistry, I like might as well utilize it.
100%.
And rip those bad boys out.
Let's get them out of there.
And use them. So we were talking about it, and I was like,
well, because you're gonna do stuff.
No, yeah, I have like surgery consultations coming up.
We're
this
doing
year.
Some renovations.
We're doing some renovations.
We're both doing renovations.
Yeah. And so I have surgery consultations that will forever, never let that happen again.
Right.
Hopefully this year. And so I was like, well, might as well pull
it
out.
Now is the time to, well, let's see if there's any left.
I don't get
first
how it works.
All. Well, also, do I even have sperm left?
Not with the tux. Well, you do.
Babe, they might be meaty tux, but they're tux. I'm tucking.
I feel like there's enough. Maybe just untuck for a month and you'll be fine.
I don't know. I could never, ever, 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 ever do drag and not tuck.
You have to get a sperm sample so you're not tucked, and then I get bottom surgery so I'm not tucked, and so we have a flowy skirt era.
Whenever, like if I ever did drag and had to wear, like, I don't know, like, I wear petticoats and, like,
no, we'll have to do it at the
new
same...
New line Dior dresses for a
yes,
month.
Yes, like, we'll have to do that at the same time.
Prom dress. No, if I was wearing a prom, like, a Dior new look dress and had my full dick not tucked, I would feel like a cross dresser for real, for real. No, like even
well, it's gonna be me when I fucking get my bottom surgery. I'm gonna be like, hey everyone, I'm wearing flowy skirts for a second.
Flowy skirts. If you see us both wearing like,
you know, the
A-line ball gowns, you know we're having babies.
Yeah, you
honey.
Know our baby is coming.
The baby's coming.
But yeah,
this cannot be our child announcement video. Like, no.
Like, so you guys are having kids, so if you ever see us in flowy skirts, yes, yes, no, it's coming.
But lately stuff's been happening family-wise, and I think there's a part of me that would maybe potentially in the future, maybe want to have a child of my own, which is so crazy because I hate kids.
Yeah, I know. Me too. When I started TIA, I was like, fuck no, bitch, get away from me.
Is it a narcissism thing?
Not wanting
I've
kids
I've always
wanting
thought
kids.
Wanting kids was narcissistic because you're like, I want a mini me.
Right. And that's why I always
I
want to
carry
like,
my sperm around
that's
on
why
a leash.
I know. And that's why I was always thinking about it too because I was like, oh, I'm adopted. Like, I would want to adopt or something, like, for sure.
Maybe
because,
you have
but now
a
I'm
biological
just like,
child and an adopted child.
Yeah. So I think I'm just going to pull those bad boys out.
Well, and Mick has been getting a little romantic lately with some people. We're not going to mention any names. But we've created a totally hypothetical future where Mick and this person get married. I think I can hear the bells.
Oh, my God.
I can hear the bells.
Yeah.
Round one, he'll ask me for a dance and then... Round two, I'll primp but won't be late because round three is where we kiss inside his car. Won't go all the way, but I'll go pretty far. Round four.
Yeah, it's going to be that.
I can hear the bells, bitch.
You know.
I approve you and this guy getting married 100%.
That's like really insane to say at this stage, but I do.
Well, they don't know who it is and neither does he if I doesn't watch this.
Yeah, but I think, yeah, it's like.
I'm calling it. I want it to happen.
It's cute.
Can I be the maid of honor?
You're going to have to walk me down the aisle. Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, then you're going to have kids with your eggies.
Ew. What a weird way to say that. But yeah, so I was thinking about pulling them out because of that, all of that. And then I was like, well, if I have them, we'll both, like, meet gorgeous men. And then we can meet gorgeous surrogates that are friends. And then we can put the embryos in these gorgeous girlies that are friends.
Mm-hmm.
And then our families will have these weird...
The future liberals want.
Yeah.
Like, the future liberals want.
I know, but I have been seeing a lot of, like, discourse online that, like, people don't like surrogacy.
Why?
They think it's against buying God's plan or something.
Don't really know if I have an opinion on that or if I'm allowed to have an opinion on that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know either, but I really want a surrogate, so.
Well, I would have to.
Yeah.
But the question is, if I want to have kids, am I using your eggs?
Yes. No, if I go through it and pull these bitches out.
And you're going through it. We're freezing your eggs,
and
period.
Are you paying for it?
No.
No, literally. So it's
just like a baby daddy.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah. Literally.
We're keeping some things the same.
And then if I do all this shit and freeze them, and then in 10 years, you're like, no.
I found different eggs.
Yeah. Like, I'll be like, hell the fuck no, bitch. You're sending contracts. Like, we're having these, like,
weird business.
Yeah. And then they're going to be like little siblings in the weirdest way.
Okay.
Right? Isn't that how it works?
I want to have kids. I will use your eggs, I guess.
Right.
Twist my arm. No, I would have to find, like, but the thing is, if I'm marrying a man, which I would, whose sperm would we use? And then we would just both put our sperm together. And then I don't know how it works.
Yeah,
either.
I don't really know how it works, but I don't get why you can't just, like, take the sperm. You guys, like, jack off in a cup together and, like, mix it around and then just, like,
throw it on your
like
eggs.
Like, dice. Like, yeah.
And then see who gets further.
Because the swimmer that wins, I'm like, that probably should have been the diva anyway. Because she was
fastest. Yeah.
Like Michael Phelps.
Well, but then am I, like, prepping? Am I, like, doing a month of no tucking?
Yes.
Just so many things to consider.
I know, we have to really get those.
And then if I don't win, I'm going to be mad. I'd be like, well, you had an unfair advantage to my husband.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, so if me and my husband put our sperm together, can you do that? Can a scientist in the audience tell us, is that, like, if
I... You can't put them together, but...
Can you not put two guys' sperm together with one person's eggs? And then see what happens.
I don't see why not.
I don't see why not either. I'm sure that happens all the time anyways, naturally.
Right. And nowadays, all my friends that are doing, like, in vitro stuff, they're like, you can just, like, see if that, like, okay, this one's a boy, this one's a girl, this one's cunty, this one's stunty. Like, they can just see what the baby is.
Designer baby.
I know. It's so fierce. So I'm like, okay, so, like, I think I just need to rip these bad boys out just in case.
I'm very excited.
Before I get all my fun stuff.
I'm so excited for us, for the potential.
I know.
I don't think I'll ever have kids, but it's fun to think about.
I know. It is. Is everyone scared for the Got McViolet baby that's going to be unleashed?
I'm scared to even... This episode is giving me anxiety out of the fucking walls. Like, who the fuck do we think we are? We're babies.
Oh, it won't be for so long. No, I want to do this when I'm like 40.
Be an old...
People say that all
the
time.
Also, I don't want to be an old man at all. Like, do I transition too?
What? No.
I'm just kidding. That's not how transgenderism works, right?
I mean, for some people I've been seeing, it does.
Oh, and I, oop. No, I'll be an old man. It's fine.
Old men are hot.
Well, I will be one, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to be tucked and plucked and fucked and... pulled and yanked him.
And you can get an old... You can move on to gray wigs.
Phenon peel.
You can, like, age with your drag.
Okay, I'm not gonna be an old drag queen.
But yeah, so the children's funny as fuck. It's, like, killing me. It's my favorite thing. But we'll see what happens, because it's, like, a dramatic process.
I think we should just freeze them just in case. I think we love options.
I love options.
I love options. I want to have the option.
I don't know what's going on. I've been on T for a long time. I don't really know if they're even in there or what's going on, but...
Yeah.
So, we'll see. But, whoa. What a child that would be. Oh my god, it'll be like fucking parenting the child. Oh, that's what we were talking about. Is like I
we're not parents together.
No. It's like genetically. Me and my husband have
a nanny. It,
and then you and your husband have
me and my husband have
and then
ours,
we're like uncles.
And we also have a nanny and the whole shebang.
Yeah, it's like we're not having an actual baby. But
no.
Together.
No. But Uncle Cade.
But yeah, no, and Auntie Violet. But
also, you're somehow the parent that we don't talk about.
I don't think we have to explain
that
to them.
I think it's just like
I think we maybe explain
modern
that to
family.
Them. You know, with TikTok these days, they're going to figure it out. Yeah, they're going to figure it out. They're going to find this exact
this
podcast.
Video, yeah, this will be the fucking video. Jesus, that's so fucked to think about.
It is.
Now, at one point, I'm going to have a mental breakdown and be like, erase everything of me on the internet ever.
No, but
and
for some reason,
all of it's gonna have
people
to get deleted.
Always say they don't want to be old parents, but in my opinion, like I 100% do.
No, I cannot even relate to the generation after us. I cannot imagine 20 years from now, 30 years from now, having a teenager and it being like, I don't even know.
But that's like fun of it. Like I have a gorgeous husband.
Will the world
and
even
then, like,
be around in 30
like
years?
My 20s and my 30s, and I'm like living my life. And then it's like, okay, I found like a hot boyfriend. I saved up my money. I like created a company. Like I'm living on the like top of the world. And then I'm like, let's have a kid. And it's like in my 40s, and it's like a whole new chapter of like, you know, it's like
I don't know,
vacations with the fam, and then leaving them at home while we get a little like a getaway. It's like fun. It's like a new chapter. I'm not ready for that now,
babe.
It's definitely a 40s journey for
me. Is the world even going to exist? Do we really want to bring new life into this shit show?
You know.
We'll have the option. Let's just say that.
Yeah. My bank account's broke and I'm like going through it for months just so, for an option. You're going to be using those bad boys.
What assigned gender at birth would you want?
I mean, I've always said that.
Boys sound so boring.
Oh my god, I was just about to say I've always wanted twin boys, and I always wanted them to be
Damien and
Dior.
Dior,
yeah.
Calling your baby Dior is so faggoty and fucked in the head.
Well, I met this.
You might as well call it John and Galliano.
I would love that. I met this little when I was in high school. I met this little girl at like a youth group.
And having twins named John and Galliano is so fun.
I would do it too, but like I met this little girl at like youth group or something, and she was like, "I'm Dior," and I was like, "Fuck off! That's everything." Like, and she was gorgeous, so I was like, "I need Damien and Dior."
Come here, Lagerfeld.
Writing it down. That's so cute.
These are my sons, Lagerfeld and Galliano.
Not no. I love.
Lagerfeld's a great first name.
It is.
Lagerfeld Dardo.
Lager.
Lag.
Ew.
Lager.
Lag. Feld.
Laggy.
Laggy. No.
No.
Damien Dior, twin boys, gorgeous.
But Damien, what, because of the demons?
Yeah. And my parents I used to say that when I was in high school. Like, the Damien Dior twin boy thing has been forever. My brain was like, I'm adopting boys like that. And my parents would be like, not Damien. And I'd be like,
oh my God.
I was like, okay, relax. And I was like, maybe Damien to make them feel better. But I was like, it's Damien secretly.
Oh, my God. Wow. We've really thought this through.
I just loved those names together. Imagine
Damien
like, going
and Dior
up,
is cute. But
like, imagine going up to like a really hot guy at a bar and his name's Dior. Like,
I mean, Damien, I love that name. Maybe Damien? My husband's name will be Damien.
You can't take my kid's
Damien's
name for your
there,
husband.
Any Damien's out there, hit my line.
No.
We're going to have mixed eggs on. I got to figure this out. I got to figure this out soon. Any rich Damien's out there interested in potentially using mixed eggs and our sperm in a petri dish?
About you having Violet as a husband. She already has the eggs going on. She has it all.
Well, I was actually thinking about this the other day about Sex and the City in the episode where they talk about the taxi cab lights. And it's like the theory is that when a man is ready to settle down, his light goes on, and the next woman to get in the car, he marries. And I think my light's on. I know. Scary. Cut to me watching this 80 years old and alone and being like, what a fucking idiot.
You'll be living in my back house.
I'm your nanny.
If you want.
Make me wear a maid's outfit.
You bet your ass.
What's the salary?
Naked with a little maid skirt. Oh my god, that's funny.
I support it. If you're gonna marry that guy that I want you to marry, mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, because you're going to be sucking him too.
100%. Mick was talking about fucking this guy who I think you should marry. And I was like, oh my God, that sounds amazing. Like, and Mick was like, you've got to try it. But then I was like, you would, because you would get so, there's no way. You think you could share a guy with me for fun?
I think if I was dating him and we were like in a committed relationship, I would definitely let you try it.
Mick, you would lose your mind if I fucked your husband.
Well, if you fell in love with him, I would kill you. But like, if you were just like, oh, I just want to see.
And I would.
Well, don't,
I would
do
that. Love with him.
Well, don't.
No. If, babe, if anyone gets hard for me, love. Like, I'm in love with you.
No, yeah, this guy's just
100%.
Like, this guy that I've been hooking up with is just like, he just turns me out. I'm like, damn. It's great.
You've been getting turned out a lot lately, it seems, sweetie. You might want to cool it. Hope you're taking your prep, Miss Thing.
I am, and my gonorrhea shot just cleared everything on up.
After the super gonorrhea, you just hit the road.
I
boom,
did.
Boom,
I did.
Boom, boom.
I did.
You've been going gnarly.
Not really. Have I? I have not. No. What is that? What?
I can't even say it.
What? Oh my God. Get a grip. You know, I'm experimenting.
But if I got into your guy, you would literally be so mad.
If it was
you would
literally
kill
just
me
for
and
fun,
kill him,
it would be fine. If there's
you,
communication,
you'd have
and
to be
fun.
There too. You'd be like, well, you'd have to watch probably like a sicko.
I'm not really a voyeur.
What is that called
I'm more
again?
Of like a doer.
When you're like, you watch your
voyeurism.
No, there's like a cuck.
Oh,
you'd be the cuck. Isn't that what it is?
But I think like usually
isn't the cuckold
that I've been watching though, that it's like the guy, like the boyfriend or whatever, is usually like a weak duck, and they're like, yeah, you right. Like it when he fucks me. Like if you guys were doing that to me, I would definitely be sad. I'd be like, no. But if I was like, if I was being like, yeah, you like that, isn't it just what I told you? Isn't it just as fierce as I told you? Like, take it, it's such a good dick, right?
Oh my
like,
God.
I would do that. Oh my God. And then he would probably be like, shut up, but gagging, because he's like,
he
so
would
cute
love
and nice. Like, he's like a little angel.
I hooked up with a guy. We were just in New York. I had a gig in New York for Fashion Week. New York Fashion Week is also a joke, lol.
Oh my God.
There were a few good shows actually this season.
I was texting my friend about it, and he goes, New York Fashion Week has just become the pre-party to the K-hole afterwards. And I was like,
oh, 100%. It's literally like desperate wannabes and burnouts.
There's a couple divas.
There was like,
four.
I think
there's
two
like
to three shows that I was like, oh.
There was like four for me that I was like, sly.
Anyways, I got booked to do a drag show in New York. And you were in New York as well. Doing a fun project.
I know, and it was like both around our traumatizing experiences, and so like I feel like the universe put us together because that's so weird.
It's so weird.
Like so weird.
Everything is so weird, you guys.
Like the universe put us together in New York for different gigs. It was very weird.
Anyways, I hooked up with a guy off of Grindr, and like it was technically like good sex. Like he like slayed. No, like he like turned it.
Cool.
But. We were, like, laying there afterwards, and there was, like, a brief moment where we were just sort of, like, vibing, and it felt so nice for just, like, a little moment of, like, intimacy. And then we had to talk, obviously, and then I was like, oh, right, you're just, like, some literal random guy. I was like, wait, do I want, like, more than just a hookup? I think I do.
Oh.
But this guy was fucking my face, and he busted my lip.
That's the worst.
He fucking busted my lip, and we were talking last night at the restaurant. We had dinner last night. It was really yummy, by the way.
It was.
Even though the atmosphere was awful. Yeah. We should also be food critics. Anyways, we were at dinner last night, and you were like, we were trying to figure out how to suck dick without getting your lip busted. If the guy's like fucking your face.
Yeah.
Like, well, how do you position your lips?
That happened to you. Like, because that's happened to me too, where it's like obviously like this. And so, like, if they hit hard enough, it's like slams
it slams
into your
teeth into your
yeah.
mouth. And then
it
you
and
can
it
bite
it.
Your own
so
fucking
So, that's happened
mouth.
To me before. And so, this, like, the other day, I was like thinking about it. And so I'm like literally like I hate when I start thinking about things when I'm like having sex. So it's like so annoying. So in my brain, I was
thinking
like,
about it.
I was literally like, oh, well, Violet's like lip just got cut open. So I was like thinking about my lip positions in my mouth. And I was like, and then I was like,
I don't know. And I think I have to go like this.
And then I was like, can I? I was like, are my back teeth covered? Like I was thinking about everything.
I don't know.
You don't stick out your tongue.
I'm thinking maybe to protect my fuck.
You're
I don't know.
Your dick like that. You're like no.
I like this because like I want this lip above my teeth so it doesn't cut my lip. I think it's like this. This has to go
and
around
then a
the
little,
teeth.
Little this around the tip, like yeah. A little.
Like a what?
A little around the tip.
Really? Wow. Yeah. Was that your technique? And then we were also talking about rimming.
Well, and I'm a rim diva. Like, I love ass. Like, it's just my thing. I love it so much.
I, like, used to really like getting rimmed. And then I just feel like I'm over it. But in my brain, if the guy's trying to fuck me and doesn't rim me, that's rude. Like, there's something about it that I'm a fucking lady and you're going to have to get down in dirt. Like, no, I'm a lady. You're going to have to eat this out.
Right.
This is just protocol at this point. Like, it's just polite.
Well, also, it's so... But also, I'm, like, such a...
Those are the rules.
Interesting sexual person where it's, like, if I'm going for something and someone's, like... Like, if I want to go to eat their ass or something, like, no, stop. Or, like, whatever. I'm, like...
You get mad.
Offended. I'm, like, oh.
Yeah, it's
like,
probably because they weren't clean.
Yeah, well, it's usually probably because of that. But at the time, I'm, like... Oh, so I'm just a little bottom little hole.
Some people are really
like,
weird about like
wow
the
so
cleanliness
because I need like a little verse diva, and if you're not for me, I'm like over it.
If someone's going down there for me, I'm like, that's you risked that. I tried my best, and we'll see what happens. That's my approach to life.
I'm usually pretty great, but
right. No, you're not.
Really? How do you know?
I don't think you've I've never heard of you being like, gotta douche, like, gotta clean up. Like, I don't think you prepare.
Douching. What do you mean?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so the guy wouldn't let you rim him.
The first time. And I think I tried to, like, shove. I was just, like, a lot. And then it was like, no. And I was like, okay.
Freak.
And then this past time.
Well, in between that time and this time, we talked about technique for rimming, and I was like, you always spell your name with your tongue.
Yeah.
That's like standard protocol, no? Mm-hmm. Like, did I make that up? That's like everyone, that's universal,
no?
No,
that's like a full like eating out moment. That's like you spell the alphabet, you do your name, like
you you were, you said you, then you said he let you.
Well, then, so then I was like, the other day, the sex was just so good, you guys. It was just, like, so fierce. And he was, like, amazing. Like, I came before he took his pants off. It was amazing. And, like, then, yeah, it was.
No.
Yes,
wait,
girl.
Literally, are you joking?
Literally.
I do have to try this guy.
You do. You really do. And it was amazing. And then, so, I was sucking his dick, and then I was, like, let me just try it again. I, like, shoved it up, and then he was, like, let me.
Shoved what
like,
up?
His legs up.
Oh.
Like, and then I was, like, oh, my God, fierce. He's, like, letting me, like, do it.
He probably
and I started to be
prepped.
Like, yeah, and then I started, like, spelling all the shit. I was, like, thinking about how you told me. I was, like, Violet was saying this. And so I was, like, da-da-da-da-da. I spelled my name, and then I was, like, spelling your name. And I was, like, thinking about it. I was, like, J-A-S-L-L.
Spelling my...
Like, just, like...
Spelling my boy name?
Yes.
You spelled my boy name on your husband's, future husband's butthole.
I spelled all my friends' names until I ran out of friends. And then I was, like, well, now I'm bored. I don't know what else to spell.
You start talking to him. You're, like... After
I was like,
this,
wait, I was like,
can
I was
we
like,
get Shake
like,
Shack?
What are your friends' names? And he's like, I have a friend named Sam. I'm like, S-A?
No, but did I like hear that? So that has to be like,
no, it's like an extremely normal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an extremely normal thing. But
so you were going at it for a minute.
Oh my God. I was like, it had to have.
Did you do the alphabet backwards too?
No, I can't even do that now.
Let's
alphabet
try.
Well, Z, Y, X, W. That's it.
U, V. No idea. You lost me. Also, that brings me to my next topic. I went on a date with an academic. I was in Atlanta and he was like, I guess working at the CDC. He's studying to be a doctor. So that's why he was like, oh, I'm studying to be a doctor. I was like, I'm going on a date with a doctor. Like, da 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 da. But no, he's a student, not a real doc. He's not a doctor yet. Which is like...
Still hot.
No, it's still hot. He was such a fucking nerd, but he was like hot, but he was like using like big words on purpose. I'm telling
or
you.
Or maybe he just like uses those
no.
words.
I think he was trying to like flex his brain to me. Like, what? Stop using 100-watt words.
100-watt words?
Never heard that? Yes, honey. SAT prep right there.
Girl.
Anyways, he...
Maybe he just hangs out with academics and not fucking crazy people with podcasts that go to raves like us. Yeah. And put on wigs for a living.
Well, he was super hot. And then we kissed. It was very romantic.
See, I don't know about all that for me. Like, I think I talked about this on the pod before. When I went out with that guy, and then, like, it was, like, cutesy or whatever, and then we got in his driveway, and we, like, kissed. I'm like, are we, like, in a fucking high school rom-com? I'm like,
well, we, like, I went out with a guy to the bar. We had some drinks, had some food, went to another bar, and then we closed out the bar. It was, like, 2 a.m. or whatever. And then he was kind of, like, he called his car. He's like, well, I called a car, and then he was, like, oh, you're welcome to come back to my place. My first instinct was like, what possibly? Is it a dorm room? Like, what possibly? Like, what do you like?
Oh, yeah, saying you're in school and me like, come on back.
Like, where could you possibly be living? Like, what does that look like? And I was like, I'm scared of that. And then he was like, but I got to be honest. He was like very communicative, which I thought was hot. He's like, I got to be honest. I'm probably too tired. He was also yawning at the second bar, which is a big red flag for me. I hate, like, cover your fucking yawn.
Oh my god, when I was...
That's so rude.
Rude. When I was, like, after hooking up with that guy we were just talking about, I was, like, laying on him, and then he was telling a story, and I, like, got off his chest for a second and went like this or something, and he's like, really quick, sorry. And I was like, oh no. Like, it was so cute. I was like, no, I didn't mean that. Like,
gotta go, you're boring me.
Yeah, no, like, laid back to him. I was like, what? No, I was like, tell me. I felt so bad. I was like, no, I didn't mean that. I was just like, no.
You're marrying him. And when you talk about him, you light up like a fucking Christmas tree.
I mean, he's literally so hot.
He's so hot. He's like,
so nice. And like,
textbook definition hot. He's so hot.
This guy's like so hot.
I'm like jealous.
He like doesn't have social media.
So hot.
He's just like so nice to me. And like,
you were so mean to him.
I wasn't mean to
him. This guy's been ongoing for like 2 years.
Yeah. And then
you were so mean to him.
And so Violet thinks we should get married is basically what's going on.
Whatever. Anyways, back to my guy. He was like, hey, like, you can come back to my place, but like, I gotta be honest, like, I'm probably too tired to like have any fun, but we could cuddle.
Boo.
Boo. Boo. And I was like,
no.
I literally was like, if we're not gonna fuck, like, also don't say that. But also maybe do say that. Because if I got there and he was like, too tired to fuck, I'm like, well, then why did I come over here? Or so like, I kind of do like the communication. But I mean, I'm sure we would have like made out and cuddled. I would hope. I don't know. It wasn't explicitly
I would hope.
Discussed.
Fingers crossed.
But then I was like, no, I'm just going to go home. And like, I'm around for 2 more days. Like, anything could happen. Let me know. And then he did hit me up and was like,
that's so cute.
And then that was Valentine's Day. And he wanted to hang on Valentine's
and
Day.
And he like lives in a city that's like a normal city that we go to all the time, so it's like cute.
But he was visiting for like his residency of med school or whatever the fuck.
No, but like in Chicago. No.
Oh yeah, we don't go to Chicago that much.
We could. Chicago to me is one of the like queerest, funnest, fun, like hottest just guys, like,
best drag, oh continental,
one
like
time,
queer, fierce. Wait, cunt,
one time
all
I was
that.
In Chicago, we were at some bar. I don't remember where it was. But it was a great bar. Loved it. Went upstairs to like where all the drag queens get ready, and it's kind of like cubicles almost. Like, I can't even describe it. It's wild. And I literally took like Ursula Major's like dressing room, hooked up with this guy for so long, they closed the bar and like didn't check upstairs. Literally.
You're locked into the bar in Chicago, babe, fucking this guy in a dressing
literally
room?
Literally.
How did you not tell me this?
I don't know. I can't believe I have it. And I come downstairs, it's fully locked up, fully closed, and there's like one person that and like work like a
sweeping.
No, like yeah, and he goes, "Where did you come from?" And I was like, "I was upstairs." And he's like, "Let me see who's still here." And they like got me out with this guy. Is that not the craziest thing?
I'm like, when did that happen, and why was
that's
I not
like
there?
A TV show. I don't know. I think it was like me and oh, it's for me and Gigi's book tour. Yeah, so it was crazy. I literally got locked in a club because I was hooking up with someone upstairs, and they never checked.
I remember like right when Drag Race was premiering, me and Pearl, who used to live in Chicago, went to Berlin, and we did Molly, and we walked in to Berlin nightclub, and it like hit me as we walked in, and everyone was like swarming us. Like it was like the height of drag. I don't even know what I was like. And I had to leave.
It also feels like that when you're on Molly too.
Yeah.
Someone's even just like bumping into you, like, I don't want an autograph.
Yes, yes. Yes. And they were like just eyes, like everyone's eyes were on us, and I was rolling so hard, and I was like, I cannot be here right now.
Yeah, no, the last time I was in Chicago was literally so fun. I think it was like me, Tace, Denali, Shay. Like it was like so many fun people. And
oh,
we,
my God. Shay is so fun.
Oh, she needs to be in the house.
Oh, she has to be in the house,
She
too.
Has to be in the house.
Shay Coulee is so much fun.
So much fun.
And she has great drag.
Oh, my God. One of the best.
If you haven't watched our Heidi Klum episode, get into that. She was like a, one of the most fun guests ever. I can't believe she brought her own beers and boombox.
No, yeah. Heidi literally walked into my apartment and for some reason went like through the kitchen, straight to like my like living room, and went underneath my TV and put her bag down and starts pulling out like beers and boom boxes, like set up camp
in
amazing.
The corner.
And she's like, I didn't know where we were going, if it was like a studio or what, so I came prepared. And she had like her own, she was just like so fun.
And then we were like, we posted the video like yesterday. We were looking up archival footage of her because like obviously we know she's like amazing, but like the footage of her from like the 90s and shit, you guys, like we were talking about it. It's like, if you had to like imagine what a woman would, she's like a drawing of a woman.
Literally.
Like it's like,
but also from both sides, like a guy and girl
it's
side.
Like she's
if you
like,
imagine like a perfect girl and drew
sexy,
her.
But also wholesome.
It's just
and
like boobs and hips and
womanly and
hair,
like goddess vibe. But like her face was like manic. Like it's just like a drawing of a woman.
Truly, it's wild.
It's the craziest
and just, like,
thing,
the
that's
nicest angel
I've ever seen
of life. It was like when I was doing her makeup, it truly like I would be have to wake up so early, we would have to, like, you know, Tarzana filming so far away, like an hour away, and I'd be like dying on set at 6 a.m. and she would walk in and be like, this ad, woohoo! Like, so fun. I'd be like, okay, queen. And she would just make it the best day ever. Like,
I love
every day. Like, she's the best person to work with.
Yeah, and she inspired me to be
more
fun.
More fun. I love that for us. I feel like I like love just like sitting here and talking with you. It's like so fun to just like get it all out.
It's like therapy.
It kind of is. Because, like, we hang out all the time and shit. But it's, like, getting in front of a camera and just being, like, so. It kind of, like, maps it out for me. I'm, like, huh. Maybe I do need to reel that in.
That's
like,
which
like,
part?
It's all of it. I'm just, like, talking out loud. I'm, like.
Sucking dick?
Maybe. Sometimes. Like, it was
no,
whatever we're talking about. I'm, like, huh. I am getting a little crazy.
Well, I definitely need to. If a guy's busting my lip, I'm going to be, like, stop.
Right.
Not worth. Well, in the moment, it was worth it. But now I'm, like, okay, well, now I can't.
Well, now
I
I'm
fucking
like,
busted
now
lip.
I'm always thinking about it. And I was like, I remember being like, are my back teeth showing? I was like, do I have to like, I'm like, have I been doing this? I'm a bit like thinking.
I think I need to be a more dom sub.
Oh, I was killing it as the dom sub.
Really?
Oh, baby.
We'll see what happens with this
guy. I was
topping
from the bottom.
I want to top from the bottom.
Topping from the bottom.
That's my MO.
But then like, it was a long time. I was like, okay, let's get this.
That's when you tag me in.
Oh, babe. I had to like, I was like, this guy's so fierce. I was like, babe, you have to give me a second. I was like, I'm going to die. It was everything.
Oh, God.
But yeah, so I love doing this with you and it's so fun and I want to do it forever, but it's having guests has been like so fun too. Like
I
never thought I wanted to be like a podcasty interviewer type person, but like we've had such cool people and I feel like I'm like learning and like, like it's just been so fun.
We're just growing and learning so much.
Yeah, like I want more fun
is.
Guests. Like it's so fun to be like, we're like talking about, we have like similar opinions mm-hmm, on like mm-hmm. life and everything. So it's like us talking.
Hive
is just
mind.
Like, yeah, hive mind.
Echo
like,
chamber.
Yeah, it is fucked up. This is fucked up. And then getting someone in and be like, well, this is my experience with the industry. And like that
and
I'm
like, when you're older, you'll see it like how this is
yeah,
that
like,
way.
I love talking to that. So I want like more like community elders and I want more like,
show like, busy people.
Yeah,
like
I just want fun people. Yeah. So also, if you have fun people that you would love to see on No Gorge, put it in the comments.
We've got a good one coming up.
We do.
A queer pioneer, if you will.
Yes. We literally called this person immediately because I was like going through it. And I was like, we just need advice. Like I was like, I need advice. And this podcast is my free therapy.
Yeah, no, it was great. It's very therapeutic. I love, love, love it. Mm-hmm. And you can watch all of the therapy sessions in totality. We do hour-long episodes on Patreon.
Yeah, like this is like our 20-minute cut down, very fun.
Unless you're watching it on Patreon.
Da-da-da version. Yeah, and then we have our full hour uncut European diva up on.
To be a minute there. Yeah, and we also have mini-sodes. We did a mini-sode today, a very fun behind-the-scenes look. I'm going to be filming a lot more stuff, just like documentary style stuff.
Yeah, like Patreon's more like we just like post our like what we're doing. We talk. We have a little chat
posted
community.
Posted a poll today.
Yeah, like what we have like the craziest list.
Oh my God. You guys,
we'll be drunk and we'll be like, we need to talk about like, can priests masturbate? Like, how to suck dick.
Gotta,
like,
that's the next episode. Like, save it. Next episode is the poll.
How to whistle. Like, it is the craziest list you'll ever see in your life.
We have a notes app running, and whenever we have something pop into our head or something happens to us, we write it down in the notes app, and we could be wasted in Timbuktu, but we will still be writing in the No Gorge Notes app whatever our ridiculous thought
and
is.
And it does it like live, so I'll be like in bed or something, and I know you're like in a different city, and I'll like get a notification that you're typing, and it like I can watch her live type, and it'll be like, I don't really understand why, like.
When servers say,
yeah, it's like the craziest thing. I'm like,
it's like, she's at a restaurant.
Yeah, it's so funny. So we have this, and we posted part of the list today. And so our little Patreon fam got to vote on what we're talking about. So come on over. It's gorgeous. It's fun.
Yes. Love our Patreon community. Love you guys so much. And thank you for watching this week's episode of
No Gorge.
Bye.
No Gorge.